This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Great to share morning devotions with you. How often have you felt that life's unfair? It just happens in simple ways, doesn't it? Bill and his sister Tanya were having dinner at home and Tanya wasn't happy. Last night, Mum, he got a bigger piece of pie than me, and tonight his share of the cake's bigger than mine. So she was pouting about this. It's so unfair. And although children are taught to share, learn to share their toys and their food and all that sort of thing, but earlier on in our lives, we're taught to live by the standard of fairness. And stuff like this happens all the time. We get a bad deal, and as we grow up, we discover, you know, that life is still not fair. We learn that people don't share equally, and that starts early, as I said, at home, in the playground, at school. And we've been taught since childhood that things in life should be fair. And at home, maybe you got into trouble for doing something that you never did. You were punished unfairly. Maybe at school, everyone in your class cheated on a test. They got an A. You refused to do that and you got a B. It's unfair, isn't it? There are countless things that happen in our lives that are unfair. But of course, it's what we do after that really matters. And if we think life is unfair all day or long, we'll start to see life as being bad. We could end up hating life. And so I think it's much better to think optimistically, to look at the good things instead of the bad. And so unless we accept the fact that life is going to be unfair, we could end up, as some people are, with a huge chip on their shoulder, seeing that everything in life is unfair. I know a few people like that. Everything they do and say is coloured by the negative thoughts. So I do say again this morning, life is often unfair, but what can you do about it? You could say, I'm a good person who has never hurt anyone. Life should go smoothly for me. Did you see the movie Field of Dreams? And Ray Kinsella builds this baseball diamond in the middle of his cornfield and miraculous things happen. You might remember that. But the miracles happen for other people, not himself. So he says in this movie, I've done everything I've been asked to do. I don't get it. I haven't asked once, what's in it for me? And then Joe, his friend, asks him, what are you saying, Ray? I am asking what's in it for me. Look, I think a lot of people say that. You know, look, I work hard. I sacrifice my own pleasures to help my family and everything goes against me. Things happen that I've got no control over. Yes, well, we all carry a sense of justice and of being wronged in this way. But does it really help in the long run? Because life has a way of altering its course down and leading us down some hard paths, and we get confused with a lot of unanswered questions. There's a wonderful book out, and I highly recommend it, called Disappointment with God, written by Philip Yancey. And Philip Yancey tells the story of Douglas, who had many disappointments, unfairness in his life. His trouble started when his wife discovered a lump in her breast. The surgeons removed her breast, but 2 years later they found the cancer had spread to her lungs. So Douglas took over the care of their family as his wife battled with the effects of chemotherapy. She lost her hair, she couldn't keep food down, and one night he was driving with his sick wife and they had their 12-year-old daughter in the car when a drunk driver swerved over the road, hit them head on, and his wife was not too badly hurt, but his daughter had facial cuts, a broken arm. But the worst part was his head damage. He had this massive blow to the head. And before that day, he'd never had a headache in his life. But now his vision was affected. He had double vision. He couldn't walk without someone helping him. And so he had to give up his work. But yet Douglas told Philip Yancey that he had no disappointment with God over this accident. He still had faith in God. And he said this, look, I learned first through my wife's illness and then through this car accident, not to confuse God with life. And I thought to myself, that's a profound statement, not to confuse God with life. He refused to let the unfairness of life push him away from God. And I think that's a tremendous idea. It's not God's fault that everything might go wrong for you. We live in an unfair world. No one is exempt from disappointment or from sadness or tragedy. But the Bible reminds me that God is faithful and just. Thank you, Lord. These are truths that we need to hang on to look up and say, even though it is unfair, we serve a fair and loving God. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.